Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, we've got a lot to touch on in the area of politics. Also, congratulations to Feed My People Food Bank on receiving an award earlier in the week. And this coming Thursday, the American Red Cross with their annual Heroes Breakfast at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, we've got the spring election on April 1st, and regardless of whether city council or school board or county board or referendums going on all across the state, the two big statewide races being decided have to do first and foremost with the 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. That's right. Left-leaning state Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is hanging it up, and who's going to replace her will determine whether the court stays under a 4-3 liberal majority or shifts to a 4-3 conservative majority as it had been for years. Yes, by now you've heard about it. I think you've heard the candidates. On one side, you've got the former attorney general, who is a Waukesha County Circuit Court judge, conservative Brad Schimmel, and also the left-leaning Dane County Circuit Court judge, Susan Crawford. However, a Marquette Law poll released earlier this week shows that just not enough of us know enough about the candidates, either for state Supreme Court or for the 4-year term as the head of the Department of Public Instruction in Wisconsin, as Charles Franklin, who headed up the poll, explains.
These are the candidates for the April 1st ballot. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the best known, but still 38% say they haven't heard enough about him to have either a favorable or an unfavorable opinion. That jumps up to more than half, 58% for Susan Crawford. And when we go to the Superintendent of Public Instruction race, 64% lack an opinion of underly, 71% lack opinion of Brittany Kintzer. It's because I anticipated such large unawareness of candidates, not because of these candidates, but because, as you experience, spring elections are like this, that I wanted to focus on what people know about the candidates and especially don't know about the candidates. So I'm not going to give you a horse race number today. I want to appreciate that we're a month away from the election, and more than half of the registered voters don't have an opinion of 3 out of the 4 candidates.
That audio with Charles Franklin of Marquette University and their law school poll, courtesy of Wisconsin Eye, the two Supreme Court candidates, Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford, squaring off in a very important debate this coming Tuesday, just 2 days away. Meanwhile, on Friday, Congressman Derek Van Orden announced that paused Dairy Business Innovation, DBI, program funds have now been released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. DBI Initiative's a critical program that supports dairy businesses in the development, production, marketing, and distribution of dairy products. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Van Orden and other Republican lawmakers met with billionaire Elon Musk as he updated them on sweeping job and spending cuts made to federal agencies by his Department of Government Efficiency. Regarding that meeting, Van Orden says he got an important assurance from Musk.
I wanted to make it crystal clear, and I did, that we have to make sure there's no degradation to veterans' benefits. And Elon Musk was crystal clear that there shall not be.
Meanwhile, on Tuesday of this week, WizPolitics.com hosted a luncheon in Madison for a talk with Governor Evers as he reflected on the state of the state and his budget plan. And here, Governor Evers also was asked about the impact of federal tariffs on the state budget.
Canada and Mexico are two of our biggest trading partners. And there's some projections, some speculation that this will tip their economies into recession. And we're an export economy in Wisconsin, and I'm wondering, could this affect the state surplus projections, which are now at north of $4 billion?
Of course. It's going to impact every person in this room in some fashion. It's costs in general are going up. We spend a lot of time in our budget, you know, working on everyday expenses that Wisconsinites have and try to get some sales tax taken off of all sorts of things to create $2 billion in less, you know, in savings for Wisconsinites. You know, those things we can do, but you take away, so those are steps in the right direction, right? You know, making sure that over-the-counter things in pharmacies are sales tax free. But will that make up for what's going on worldwide? No, it's not. So it makes our jobs a lot harder. That's why we, you know, at one point in time, well, not one point in time, we're in the position now where we saved $500 million because we weren't certain about the economy. We weren't certain about what's going to happen in Washington, D.C. And I'm questioning whether that $500 million is enough to help us kind of get through this manic situation in Washington, D.C. So, yes, of course it's going to impact our budget. Of course it's going to impact the conversations that Republicans and Democrats have here. It's going to impact every single Wisconsinite.
Governor Evers from a Madison luncheon hosted by WizPolitics.com this past Tuesday, addressing the impact of federal tariffs on Wisconsin budget as he sees it going forward. That audio also courtesy of Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Jesse James of Thorpe says he's pleased to announce that the Study Committee on Emergency Detention and Civil Commitment of Minors has recommended 6 proposals to improve mental health care for children in Wisconsin. James says, as a law enforcement officer, he's seen firsthand how difficult mental health crises can be, especially when they involve kids. Here's James's testimony on the matter from February 26th before the Legislative Council.
Co-Chair Felskowski, Co-Chair Voss, and members of the Joint Legislative Council, good afternoon. Today I am pleased to report recommendations of the Study Committee on Emergency Detention and Civil Commitment of Minors, and I respectfully ask that you vote to introduce these 6 proposals. As many of you know, the issues this committee was tasked with addressing are deeply personal to me. As a law enforcement officer, some of the most challenging moments on the job come when I'm called to assist someone in the midst of a mental health crisis. It's always difficult, but it's especially heartbreaking when that person is a child. From the start, I hoped this committee would accomplish at least 2 things. The first was to provide a process to have psychiatric residential treatment facilities, known as PRTFs, in Wisconsin, so kiddos can get the help they need without having to be sent out of state. The second was to find ways to minimize the involvement of law enforcement in mental health crisis so that children in crisis are not further traumatized by being placed in handcuffs. After careful study and thoughtful consideration, the committee crafted a package of bills that I believe will move the ball closer to these goals. Throughout the process, the committee received assistance from a wide variety of stakeholders and experts, including the Department of Health Services, the Department of Children and Families, and the Wisconsin Counties Association, among many others. The committee voted to advance all 6 bills to you with strong support.
Again, Republican State Senator Jesse James of the 23rd State Senate District, now hailing from Thorpe. His proposals aim to do 6 things, as he mentioned. 1, establish psychiatric residential treatment facilities, or PRTFs, in Wisconsin to keep kids closer at home. 2, to allow parents to consent to mental health treatment for minors in certain situations. 3, to create safety plans for minors to guide caregivers during a crisis. 4, to let behavioral health clinicians, not just law enforcement, initiate emergency detentions in participating counties. 5, to develop a youth behavioral health Medicaid program to support families and keep kids out of institutions. And 6, and finally, ensure counties, not police, as a last resort, transport minors during emergency detentions to reduce trauma. James says these bills reflect months of thoughtful collaboration with stakeholders and experts with the goal of providing better care and reducing trauma for children in crisis. Meanwhile, congratulations, as James in his e-newsletter also announces, he's got a new granddaughter. He says Lollipop's newest granddaughter arrived on February 24th, and he says we couldn't be more excited. Becoming a granddad, says Senator James, is the greatest joy of my life, and watching my family grow is truly a blessing. He says it feels like just yesterday he was holding his own little ones, and now he gets to watch them become incredible moms and dads. Congratulations to Senator Jesse James and his wonderful wife,
Vicky.
Meanwhile, Governor Evers again in this week's Democratic radio address touts his plans to reduce health care costs for Wisconsinites.
A key part of my plan to lower costs for working families includes making it easier for folks to get the health care they need without breaking the bank. It's why I'm again proposing to expand Badger Care, which would save Wisconsin taxpayers nearly $2 billion over the next 2 years, and expand quality, affordable health care coverage for about 100,000 Wisconsinites. I'm also proposing sweeping plans to lower costs for prescriptions and medication and crack down on price gouging and health insurers. My Less for Rx plan will lower costs for life-saving prescription drugs and insulin, including capping insulin copays at $35 and eliminating the sales tax on over-the-counter medications to save Wisconsinites $70 million over the next 2 years alone. And I hear from folks all the time who feel like they're getting ripped off by the healthcare industry and insurers. Wisconsinites aren't getting a fair shake when it comes to health care, and I want to change that. So first things first, I want to make Wisconsin the first state in America to start auditing insurance companies over denying health care claims. If an insurance company is going to deny your health care claim, they should have a darn good reason for it. So under my plan, if an insurance company is denying Wisconsinites claims too often, we're going to audit them. Pretty simple. And here's what else my plan would do. We'd create a new office to help Wisconsinites whose health insurance claims are denied, and we're going to create new standards to expand the healthcare services and procedures that insurance companies are required to cover. That means more healthcare services and procedures will be covered by your insurance automatically. No delays, no hassle, no questions asked. And we're working to make sure Wisconsinites know what you're getting when you buy your insurance plan to reduce wait times and to make sure covered care is close to home and so much more. Folks, healthcare should not be a privilege afforded by only the healthy and well. Wisconsinites should be able to get the health care they need when they need it. So let's make this a priority in this session, and thank you so much.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers touting his plans to reduce health care costs for Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, in this week's Republican radio address, Representative Trig Pronshinsky of Mondovi, representing the 29th Assembly District, encompassing Buffalo and Pepin counties and portions of Trempealeau and parts of Pierce County, spoke as the chair of the Committee on Sporting Heritage.
I want to take a little bit of your time today to discuss the need to establish a gray wolf harvesting quota in Wisconsin and why I think it is well worth our time to do this. Gray wolves have made a remarkable comeback in Wisconsin after being listed as endangered. As wolf populations increase, conflicts with livestock and pets become more frequent. Establishing a quota would allow the state to regulate and minimize these conflicts. Wolf hunting could also contribute to a local economy, especially if regulated through permits or harvest programs that create opportunities for hunters, conservationists, and tourism. The need to establish this quota is well overdue, and it is in our best interest to take this up sooner rather than later.
State Representative Trig Pronshinsky of Mondovi with this week's Republican radio address, calling for a gray wolf hunting quota. On Monday of this week, the Eau Claire County Department of Human Services proudly presented the inaugural Friend of Human Services Award to Feed My People Food Bank in recognition of their outstanding commitment to serving the community and supporting individuals and families facing food insecurity. I said this award honors Feed My People's invaluable contributions to the department's mission, vision, and values by ensuring those in need have access to food and essential resources. As a longstanding partner in the fight against hunger, Feed My People's played a crucial role in providing nutritious food and support to the most vulnerable members of Eau Claire County. During the nomination process, an anonymous individual highlighted Feed My People's dedication, stating, quote, "Feed My People is always there to support our citizens. They provide food whenever asked for by people in need. A call to Feed My People is always met with a compassionate response, fostering dignity, connectedness, and recovery." Feed My People's partnership manager, Tammy Syverson, tells WQOW-TV.
It has really grown into the public knowing they can go in during business hours, Monday through Friday, if there's not another pantry open or they're not able to get to another pantry and get the groceries they need.
Founded in 1982 by a coalition of six area churches, Feed My People Food Bank has spent over four decades leading hunger relief efforts in West Central Wisconsin. And finally, the American Red Cross Northwest Wisconsin chapter will be holding their annual Heroes Breakfast this Thursday morning at 7:45 at the beautiful Florian Gardens Conference Center in Eau Claire. The Red Cross says they're continuously inspired by the exceptional actions of everyday heroes, and their annual Heroes Breakfast honors the Red Cross's humanitarian mission and celebrates the local individuals and groups who've gone above and beyond to save a life or make our community better. On Thursday morning, they'll recognize those whose bravery, dedication, and humanitarian efforts create a meaningful, positive impact. The breakfast also serves as the annual fundraising event to support programs and services provided by Northwest Wisconsin chapter of the Red Cross. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. As we said, a lot of politics and tying things up, congratulating Feed My People for the wonderful award they received, the inaugural Friend of Human Services Award presented by the Eau Claire County Department of Human Services, as well as looking ahead to the Red Cross's Northwest Wisconsin chapter Local Heroes Breakfast this Thursday. Again, if you're wondering about what we're voting on April 1st and where you vote, make sure you check out myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. You'll find out where your polling place is and what you're voting on. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO.